after a lot of conversations and a lot of consulting with my campaign team and that, we decided basically to let my name go forward to a convention. I mean, during the local elections, we were getting a lot of that on the door. A lot of people were asking me, you know, would I look at it down the line? And as I said to them that time, that basically there's only one election, that was the local elections, and we had to work at that first. And we did that, and in fairness to the people of Donegal MD, they gave me a huge mandate. They gave me a great first preference vote of 1,850, which was huge, and which I'm very deeply appreciated in that meaning. If the Fianna Fáil party and if the people of the Fianna Fáil party want me to go forward to represent this area, I let my name go forward and we'll see what will happen at convention.
It was a very short window, wasn't it, for members to submit nominations. They only have until Monday week. Is there any reason given for the party to make that decision, to just give people a fortnight to make that decision?
Well, basically, you know, nominations don't open that long, particularly. I mean, you know, you have the same for the European election, you have the same for the local elections, Catherine. So, I mean, that wouldn't be nothing out of the norm. I mean, there is, I know, basically, within government and within the Fine Gael party and within the Fianna Fáil party, that basically they want to get the conventions out of the way before September. Now, of course, the big story on everybody's lip, will there be an election before Christmas or will it be in the new year? And that, now, if I was a bet man, the way things are probably looking, and I'd probably say for Christmas, but basically what I'm getting, I was in Dublin yesterday, I met with a lot of ministers, they're saying basically it'll be in the new year, so it's all a space here and that. I mean, then of course there was extra speculation because the budget was brought forward a week in relation to that also, so we have to just sit and wait. I mean, we probably will have the convention probably maybe in August at this stage, and that mean have candidates selection. So I don't know what structure the Fianna Fáil party will take. Will they go a one candidate strategy and swap someone on, or will they go with a two candidate strategy? So all that has to be decided yet, and I mean, and that's up to the parties, and then it'll be up to the members on the ground to vote for which candidate they want on the ground.
If they did, though, decide to put you forward as a candidate, you would have a lot of ground to potentially cover in that area, especially in the likes of Glenties. Would you be confident you'd pick up a strong vote there?
Yes, I mean, well, look, I mean, it's like everything. I mean, you know, the old busy southwest, as we presently know, and I mean, and the northeast. I mean, you know, you'd run one candidate in each. I mean, this area was served by Pat Copecollar and Mary Cockton for years. You know, the message I was getting on the doors and from the people I've been talking to over the last number of weeks, they want to see a TD back in this area. And you're right, Catherine, it is a big area. But I've no doubt, I mean, I'm on the ground. I mean, people know me. The one thing people always say to me, you know, I'm a worker. And that's basically what stood to me in the local elections. And the only commitment I can give to anybody is basically, if I get the opportunity to be on as a TD in the coming, or on as a candidate in the elections, that means I'd be only too glad to represent the people, right from Donegal Town down to Glenties, over first Dunfanaghy, also Ballybuffet and the Lifford Snorlar area. That all comes in the southwest. So it is a big area, you're right, I mean. But I mean, I am on the ground. I'm fairly well known in the county between my GAA circles and my politics circles over the last number of years. And also, I mean, I'm in the hospitality business as well since I came to Donegal. So I wouldn't be no stranger to Glenties or to Dunloe or to Lifford or any of these areas. I mean, I would say no part of the county that I couldn't get into that there was somebody who wouldn't know me in it.
And let's say, hypothetically speaking, an election, because we know that there's major speculation that a general election could be called in potentially late October. Is that, again, quite a short window to launch a campaign and to get that ground covered?
Yes, like, I mean, you know, like, and we don't know. I mean, you know, how long will the campaign be? Will it be 5 weeks, 6 weeks, and that? So we just have to go with the flow. Basically, if you're lucky enough to be a candidate and on the ticket, will you have to rally the troops? You have to rally the team again and basically get them out. You know, we're not very long after local elections. You know, it's tough on a campaign team. It's tough on everybody involved, because you have to get out. I mean, you can into the winter months. I mean, you know, you have shorter days. I mean, there is a lot of pressure. I mean, anybody that runs for elections around the local elections will know what's involved, what it entails. It takes a lot of hours, a lot of dedication, a lot of sacrifices made on people and the general public as well. So, look, I mean, it's it's the cards that were dealt with. You have to go what's there, I mean, and let it be 4 weeks, let it be 5 weeks or 6 week campaign. Well, that's the length of time that you got. You have to make it count and then weeks. And if I'm lucky enough to be a candidate for the general election, I will make sure that I leave no stone unturned to get to as many doors and to many people as possible to make sure that we can get a TD back in the area.